Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It was on this date in 1939, the first issue of Marvel Comics featuring the Human Torch was published by Timely Publications in New York, and I thought I might come on and talk just a little bit about the history of Marvel Comics, and maybe a bit more specifically about the history of Stan Lee, who is an interesting character study and really shaped a lot of the modern culture as we know it today. I mean, when you do mention something like Marvel Comics, probably the first thing you think of is superheroes like Spider-Man, the Hulk, things like that. But the next thing is probably Stan Lee, who really helped create so many of these iconic characters. And he's very much the public face of Marvel, and he has been for many, many years. But he didn't just start at the top. And in fact, he grew up in New York City during the Depression. He said some of his earliest recollections were his parents talking about what they would do if they didn't have the rent money. And while they were never evicted, they did face a number of financial difficulties throughout Stan Lee's younger formative years. His father was frequently unemployed. He worked as a dress cutter during the Depression, but there wasn't a whole lot of need for dress cutters during the Depression. So when Stan Lee started working while he was in high school as an office boy, he was an usher. He wrote obituaries for celebrities while they were still alive. He had lots of jobs. His mother was very much a housekeeper, but she did seem to have a tremendous effect on Stan Lee. He would come home from school with something that he had written, and his mom would read it and just tell him that he was wonderful, the next Shakespeare, and really made him feel like he could do anything, which is really important to keep that hope alive, especially when you grow up during the Depression. Stan Lee's time with Timely Publications actually started when his cousin's husband, Martin Goodman, who owned the company, was looking for an assistant. Stan Lee figured, hey, why not? Let's try that job there. He was, after all, very much a jack of all trades, tried to have as many jobs as he could. When he got there, he found out that there was an opening in the comic book department, and apparently he was the only guy who applied for the job. He figured it could be fun. He became a gopher for the only two people working in the comic book department, Joe Simon, who was the editor, and Jack Kirby, who was the artist. They were the creators of Captain America, and that's what they were working on at the time. Stan Lee would go and fill the inkwells, go down and buy lunch, erase pages, and proofread. At some point, Joe and Jack were fired for some reason, and Martin had no one to run the department, and he asked Stan Lee, can you do it? Stan Lee was 17 at the time, and, you know, what did he know? He was headstrong and thought to himself, sure, I can do it. Stan Lee was mostly left to his own devices as he worked in the comic book department. It was mostly just him down there, and he actually said that he loved working alone. He was so young, it was sometimes embarrassing. Someone would come into the office and see him there and ask him, hey, kid, can I see the editor? Now, by the time Stan Lee had gotten that job, Superman had already been created. Timely Publications, on the other hand, had characters like the Human Torch. Stan Lee said the most important thing in those days was the cover. All those books were on the newsstand, and you had to hope your cover would compel somebody to buy the book. You see a little bit less of that now, but everything depended on the name and the cover back in that day. A character like the Hurricane, who was a guy that ran very fast, had to really convey a lot of excitement just through the cover of a book. Later on, when he was looking for new superheroes, Stan Lee said it occurred that somebody crawling on walls would be interesting for covers, and he thought, Mosquito Man? Oh, that doesn't sound very glamorous. Fly Man? Oh, that's kind of weird. And he went down the list and finally came up with Spider-Man, and that was it. That was his big hit. Now, Timely Publications was one of the great imitators of its day. If they found a company that was selling magazines that were doing well, Martin, the owner of Timely Publications, would come down to Stan Lee and tell him to come up with some westerns, horror stories, war stories, crime stories, whatever was popular at the time. Whatever people were selling, Stan Lee would do the same thing because that was the business model of Timely Publications. And Stan Lee kind of thinks that that mindset really helped form a lot of his creative processes. So by the time the 1960s rolled around, Timely Publications realized they were onto something, but they figured they needed a new name because they were not the same company they had been when they started. Stan Lee remembered the first book Martin published when he started there was called Marvel Comics. It had the Human Torch and the Submariner. It was very successful. It was published on this date, like I said. So Stan Lee just asked, why don't we call the company Marvel? there are so many words you can use in advertising, and you come up with phrases like make mine Marvel or Marvel marches on. The name, of course, did stick, and that is a very brief history of how Marvel got its start, going from timely publications to Marvel Comics as we know it today. You are listening to the Mighty 690. Remember, if you like these little history segments I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Click on the community tab and go down to On Demand and find one of the history segments that looks interesting to you.